USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. If Donald Trump gets back into the White House, he may address abortion bans.
The former president is suggesting that he could sign legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Speaking to WMUR in New Hampshire, Trump was asked if he'd sign the federal abortion ban proposed by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Trump said he would look at it and is considering a lot of different options. He faced backlash from anti-abortion groups recently for his position that abortion restrictions should be left up to individual states and not the federal government. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Strict abortion laws in GOP-held areas are not so rank and file.
Two bills restricting abortion in South Carolina and Nebraska both failed to pass. A near total abortion ban failed to pass in South Carolina's Senate by a 22-21 vote, marking the third time such a measure hasn't passed in a GOP-led chamber since the Supreme Court overturned Roe last year. I'm Lance Pry.
Lawmakers may have a bit more time to come to an agreement on raising the debt ceiling and avoiding a default. A new report released by Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says the Treasury should be able to continue to pay the nation's bills until the end of July without a debt ceiling increase. Democrats and Republicans are at odds over legislation to raise the borrowing limit.
We will have a conversation with House Republicans about the budget.
But new House Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says not before they agree to raise the debt ceiling. The U.S. Army is ordering all Army pilots not involved in critical missions grounded after two recent helicopter crashes have left 12 soldiers dead. Three soldiers died in a helicopter crash Thursday in Alaska, while nine died last month following a helicopter collision in Kentucky. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida lawmakers are changing the state's resign to run law ahead of a possible presidential campaign for Governor Ron DeSantis. The State House in Florida voted on Friday morning in favor of amending the law to allow elected officials in Florida to run for president or vice president without having to resign. The change comes after reports this week that DeSantis could launch his presidential campaign as soon as May. There is one state leader who, as it turns out, does not have any interest in running for the White House.
There has been plenty of speculation about the future of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, but he told NBC4 New York that any plans do not include a run for president. He has also been mentioned as joining a Democratic cabinet down the road. Murphy didn't rule it out, but he said he hasn't given any thought to what comes next for him. The term limited Murphy's last day as governor is January 20th, 2026. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Army pilots are flagging gross mismanagement of their service contracts, which could make them serve 3 years longer than they thought. The U.S. Army acknowledged the error during a roundtable. The head of Army personnel said they're working on fixing the mistakes. The issue would result in hundreds of pilots working for years they did not plan for, which could possibly affect their own life plans, including their marriage and civilian employment opportunities. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.